And now the Hochi, right after that, Nofa Kerlid, we're not a voice that the Nof Nash of the Rav Adam Arava, that Taka Bada Rav Taka was Nifta. So the Gemara says, the Mestav, the story is, the Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Anshiya, the one that really caused him to die was his last Meister. That was right before he died. And the Bai tells about, he said such a lotion like that, that he said, I'm waiting for this Oren to come here, I'm waiting for this coffin to come here. That was the Makam Apatish. That was what caused him to be made. Nothing more said. If you had your wall right next to your friend's wall, so so Pasha means if you want to build up a second wall, you're not allowed to build up the second wall. Elohim came here to command Dal Damas. You have to move away Dal Damas from the first one's wall. We'll see why. Again, if your friend has a wall at the end of his boundary, and now you want to build up a wall at the end of your boundary, you have to move in Dal Damas. And we'll soon see why. This we didn't have yet. What type of mazik this is, that you can't build up your wall next to your friend's wall. We'll soon see why. Now, hachalonis, what about the windows? Bein milmalim, whether you're making yours higher than your neighbor's. Bein milmatim, whether you're making your windows below your neighbor's windows. Bein chenegdim, whether you're exactly opposite your neighbor's windows, arbamis. You have to be 4 amas away. Whether it's 4 amas higher, 4 amas lower, or 4 amas away from your neighbor's window. Otherwise, he has the right to stop you from opening up that window. Nothing more said. It's mashma that your first wall was okay. Just if you build up a second wall, you can't build it up unless you're Dal Damas away. For the Gemara of the Kam Hechi Samach, how did you build up your first wall there? Amar Rabbi Yehuda Hochikomer. This is what the Mishnah means to say. That Abo Lismach Samar is coming out for the first time to build up his wall next to his friend's wall is Lo Yismach. You're not allowed to build up your wall next to your friend's wall. Elim Ken Hirchak Mimenu Arbamas. Unless you move away from your friend's wall, from the boundary, 4 amas. I must soon see why. 4 amas, you have to have space between the two walls. Maskiv lo rova, rova is the question like this. Maskiv lo rova, vomi shoye koisloi, somach le koislach averikatoni. Our mission is mashmat that you already had your wall up. And it's saying if you want to put up a second wall, you can't do it. So you can't tell me now we're talking about building the first wall. It says clearly in the Mishnah. That me show you kaisloi, somach le kaisach aveiroi. If you already had your wall next to your friend's wall. So what's Shan the Mishnah then? How did you put your first wall near your friend's wall? Gemara says like this. Elo Amar Rav, Rav says like this. Hochi ketoni. This is what the Mishnah is coming to teach us. That me show you kaisloi, somach le kaisach aveiroi, barocha karbamis. Somebody that had it the way he was supposed to. He had his wall away, daldamis, from his friend's wall. Vinofal, and now your wall fell down, and you want to rebuild it. So the Mishnah is telling us that lo yismach lo kreis alachar. You're not allowed to rebuild your wall. Elim kem hirchus mimenu dal damas, unless you dal damas away. Rashi says vinofal lo yismach is lo yekavenu letzad kreis chaveroi. As even though your first wall will build up 4 amas away, so don't think Sam it happened to be that way. But now that it falls down, I can rebuild it even closer. Kamash Mula, no, there's a reason why it was away 4 amis. That you always have to keep your wall away 4 amis from your friend's wall. And my time, what's the reason? The Davsha the Hocho, my Lila Hossam. Davsha means the trampling that people step and walk are near the wall. That like keeps the ground tight, and that keeps the wall in good shape. That keeps the foundation tight. Therefore, you're not allowed to have one wall right next to another wall that people won't walk in between. Because if people don't walk in between the walls, the ground will become soft and it'll ruin the foundation. The way to keep a strong foundation is to make sure people walk near the walls, on the side of the wall. So by walking down on the ground, you'll press down on the ground, you'll make it tight and firm, that will keep the walls up. That's called the Dav Shadochim Maili Lahotam. The walking over here is good for the wall. Rashi says, Mashadosh and Beregel, that's that people trample. Bein Shnei Haktolim, between the two walls, Talmud always, Moyel Shnei Haktolim, that's good for both walls. Lahakshos Kakiyas Yisaydos Haktolim, to make the foundations of the wall strong. V'loy Yemaitu won't move. Therefore, you're not going to put up your wall within Dal Damis, because you're going to be a Mazik, you're going to cause the other one's wall to become weak. Omar Rav, Rav said, Lashana, this was only learned Ela Kaisal Gina. only if it's a wall next to a gina garden. Rashi says, "Mitoich shein doshenais mibflim." Since you don't walk so much inside the garden, therefore tzricha dishim revachutz. Therefore, outside the wall, at least there, there should be daladamis open that people can walk through there. Avul kaisach chutzer. But if it's a kaisel in the courtyard, so and that people walk inside the courtyard, if so, and bo listemach semech. If your neighbor wants to build up his wall right opposite your wall, he has a right to. Even though people won't walk between the two walls, but so what? People will walk inside the chutzner, and that's enough to keep the foundation strong. Rabbi Yeshia says, no. Echad kaisel gina, v'yechad kaisel chutzner. In both cases, whether your friend has a wall next to his garden, whether he has a wall next to his courtyard. In both this month, if you're coming out to build up your wall next to his wall, and noisemach, you have no right to make it close, you have to wait, daladam. Oh, my Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina, Fulay Pligat, here is no machlekes over here. Ho v'ir Yeshono, ho v'ir Chadosho. One is talking about a new city, one is talking about an old city. So Rashi learns, Ir Chadosho, new city, Shadayin Lani Doisho, that people didn't trample so much on the ground, they didn't make the ground that firm yet. Even though it's a courtyard, still you have to walk on both sides of the kaisel. So even on the outside, you can't come close within Daladam. That's how we say only Gino Chotzer is Mutter. That's by old city. An old city, the ground was already pressed down, used already, therefore it's already firm. Now you're allowed to build up a second wall right next to the first one. Tanan, learn like this. It says, Mishnah, Hachaloinois, when you want to open up your window next to your friend's window, so Bein Nilmalon, whether you're making yours a little bit higher than the first one's window. Bein Nilmatan, whether you're making your window a little bit lower than your neighbor's window. Bein Mikinegdon, whether it's just opposite your friend's window. Arbams, you have to be marshal, you have to go away, Daladams. Now, with Tonya Law, we learned like this. Nilmalon, how come if you make your window higher than his, it has to be higher, Daladams? Kideshalo Yotzis Vyira. Milamatan. Look, you should not stand in your window and look down if he was doing it him. Therefore, you have to be up 4 amos. Rashi says, Mamalan. Rashi says, Sarach liagbi ashir. You have to make your window higher than your neighbor's window, enough shir, shlo yotzis. Be yishonu akoisloi. So when you're sitting, leaning on your wall, you shouldn't look down to see into your friend. Not that you're making windows, Mifkeh. Your friend has a house and he has windows there. Now you're making your wall. So you have to make your wall high enough, higher than Daladamas of his window, in order that when you're sitting on the top of your wall, you should not look down into his window. That's why your wall has to be above his window, Daladamas. Now, Milamaton, how come it has to be below? If your wall is lower than his window, you have to make sure it's below Daladamas from his window. Milamaton, Shilo Yamad V'yira, that you should not stand up on your wall and look into his window. Therefore, you have to make sure your wall ends less than 4 amos from his window. Only Kinegdon, if you want to build up your wall right opposite his window, Shilo Yafil, you have to move your wall away, Daladamas, in order that you should not darken his window, in order that the light should come in. And the question is, Taimo Dolo Shilo Yafil, what's the reason why you can't build your wall next to your neighbor's window is only because you're making it dark. You're stopping the light from coming in. Ava Mishum Dav Shalai, but Lechura, it's not like our Mishnah. Just on that people should be able to trust and walk in between the two walls, that's no problem. Like how could you make your wall next to your friend's wall? You're ruining. You're not going to be able to walk in between the walls. Our Mishnah's Mashmah, whether there's your window, no window, don't make a difference. You always have to move away, Daladamas. So we're into talk about my askinon, the boom in outside. We're talking about you building your wall now on a side, on an angle. Therefore, there still be plenty of room for people to walk there. So therefore, if it wouldn't be for the spur of Yafil that you make in the dark, you'd be allowed to build your wall on an angle right next to his wall. Because people could still walk in between. It's only because you're going to darken it for him, that's why you can't put your wall within Daladamas of his window. Now the comma, how far is this? Rashi says, the comma, k'desh le'yafel atana debraitza, lo'yoyish yurei. This Tana just says, you have to move it away, that you should not make it dark. He doesn't say how much of a shear is it. So how much do you have to move back in order that your wall should not make darkness into his window. So Yeba Chamua di Ashin Banidbuch, he was the father in law of Ashin Banidbuch, said over Mishmei, the Rav name of Rav, Kamolei Rochav Chalain, the width of a window, that's how much you have to go away. Freddy Gemari, if that's all you have to go away from your wall, from his window, Valai makes it. If so, you could stand up on your wall and look into his window then. Rashi says, Kiv in the summer, since it's close, you're within Dalad Amos from him, Alpha Pishu Magbiya, Yochalot, even though you pick it up, so what? If you're so close next to his window, still you could look in. Omer Rav Zvid, V'madiras Koisloi. We're talking about the top of your wall, you make slanty. Therefore, you're not going to sit on top of your wall. It's not a place to sit. Rashi says, Oisai Rosh Koisloi. You make the top of your wall mudron slanty. Therefore, even though it's close by, he won't be able to sit there to look into your window. We learned you always have to have the wall away from the windows for Amis. And the Gemara Lakasha, Kan Meruachachas, Kan Mishtei Ruchas. Rashi says, Mishtei Ruchas on two sides, Shneik Solom Zekeneged Zeh, Mishnei Tidech Eloin. Then you have to go away for Amis. But when it's only on one side of the window, when the wall is on an angle, and it's only near one side of the window, not near both sides of the window, then it's enough just to be away, molei chaloin, the width of a window, you do not have to go back four amas. Tosh Shema, come and bring another proof. It says, v'yesa kaiso mena maschilo dalad amas. Somebody has a gutter, a maschilo where the water is running down from the gutter, so you have to put your kaiso away from that dalad amas. That the person should be able to put his ladder down, like to get up to his gutter there. So, Taima, what's the reason why you can't put your wall next to your friend's wall? Mishum Sulam. Only because your friend wants to, like, put down a ladder there. Abu Mishum Dar Shaloi. But just on the fact that you're going to stop people from walking in between the two walls, that would not bother us. So, it's not like our Mishnah. So, Mar says, I'll tell you, Hocha B'may Askin and Olir, we're talking about. We're talking about right now that this maschila, this gutter, is on a slant. The imishum davshev, it's only a problem of people walking next to it to keep the foundation firm. You can walk underneath it. People can still walk underneath it. Rashi says the maschila meshapas means shetikra sagag meshapas. Your roof coming out is slanty. The yosis alam in the kresa goes further out from the wall. So in other words, from one wall to another wall, there's more than Dal Damas. Because like the gutter of the roof comes way far out over the wall. So therefore, you can't build up your wall next to the Maschila. Which really, that's very far away from the wall. So Davshid is no problem. It's only a new problem. You can't make your wall too close to his Maschila because he has to be able to use to put his ladder there. So because of the ladder, he has to move back. He has to move back Dal Damas. All right, a turnover.
They don't look in.
Now the Mishnah says, "Marchikin es hasulim min hashoivich." You have to put away a ladder from somebody's shoivich. That's like his chicken coop. He has chickens. He has birds there. So if your neighbor has like a birdhouse there, you can't put your ladder next to it. Arbamis, you have to move it away. Daldamis. Kidei shalay tikpay tanemiyah. In order that a lemiyah. That a leopard should not jump up and go onto the wall or go into the birdhouse. So you have to always make sure your ladder is away. If one person has his birdhouse near the wall, which is between the two chatzeres, so the other one, on the other chatzer, when he wants to put a ladder up on his wall, he has to make sure it's away Dal Damis from the birdhouse. In order that this Nemiya should not jump up the ladder and go and kill the pigeons. Then, you have to make sure your wall is far away from your neighbor's gutter of his roof where the water is running down. That your neighbor should have a place to put a ladder there. He needs Dal Damas where to place the ladder in order to go up like to fix the gutter. Now the Gemara says, Lema Masnis in the like Reb Yosi. Let's say our Mishnah is not like Reb Yosi. Why, dear Reb Yosi, because of course Reb Yosi, Ha'ama Reb Yosi says, Lab Leda, that Zeh Choyfe B'Tayah Shaloi. This one has a right to dig in his own property. V'Zeh Noteh B'Tayah Shaloi. one person has a bore and the next one wants to plant a tree, he's allowed to plant his tree even though it's near the first one's bore. He doesn't have to move back 25 amos. Why? Because you're doing what you want in your rishus. So it's not like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says you can't do what you want in your rishus. You can't put your ladder next to the wall since it's near your friend's birdhouse. It may harm it. Either Chiru, you're putting a ladder in your rishus. Sumer says no. Filu tamer Reb Yosi. Even if you want to say Mishnah goes according to Reb Yosi. Omer Reb Ashi Kievina by Reb Kano. When I was by Reb Kano, Heavy Omar. He said like this that you should know. Moide Reb Yosi. Reb Yosi agrees. The Girat Hidei. So whenever you're doing a mazik in your rishus that like shoots out arrows, then it's also to do it. He only said you're allowed to plant a tree in your rishus, even though by itself later on the roots will grow and ruin his bor, but that's not called your arrows. That happens by itself. But something that right away, as soon as you do it, damage comes out right away, then you're not allowed to even do it in your rishus, because it's called gira d'day, it's like your arrows. So hachin I'm here also. If you're going to put up this ladder right on the wall, right next to your friend's birdhouse, zimnin sometimes, the Bahadi Demonachle, the same time that you're going to put down this ladder, Yasven Bochur Zakovsa, there's somebody's going to jump up and kill the birds. So therefore, that's called like your delay. It's called like your arrows. Like Bashasma, as soon as you put down Yisulim, right away he's going to jump and kill the birds. So Gemara Sawat, Vokramhu, still not called your Nizik. It's only, you only caused it. True, it happens right away, but it's only called the grumma. You're not killing the birds. You're only putting the ladder here, letting somebody come up and jump and kill the birds. You're only helping, but you're not doing the actual damage. So Rashi says, even though he doesn't have yipotah from paying, but also ligroin, but it's nisa to do it. See, when you want to put up this ladder, you're causing the damage to your friend, so your friend should be able to stop you. And don't forget, his avaminer is grum is mutter. So Gemara answers, or Rav Tuvia bar Masna, so it's the mercy. Here we have a